This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Senate Minority Leader Jennifer Schilling of La Crosse represents what should be a safe district for Wisconsin Democrats. But as Hope Kerwin reports, Schilling is getting a lot of attention from Republicans as she prepares for a rematch with former Senator Dan Capanke.
Democratic Senator Jennifer Schilling just finished her first full term representing the 32nd District in western Wisconsin. But Schilling is far from being a novice, serving as Senate Minority Leader for the last 2 years.
Certainly more of a statewide presence that I have taken the last couple years as being kind of the voice in the face of leadership of our caucus and making sure that I'm out there both with my legislative responsibilities, but also the campaign responsibilities fall to me.
Political science professor Joe Heim at the University of Wisconsin-La Crosse says there's a lot of things about Schilling that make her a fairly safe candidate for re-election.
She's pretty well known in the district. She's well liked. She's run before, so she's a known quantity. You can't identify some votes or some things that she's made some major mistakes at. There's no personal gaffes of any kind.
Even with these advantages, this year's race is definitely not a normal election for Schilling.
It's a little bit like Back to the Future.
Former Republican Senator Dan Capanke is back to challenge Schilling for his old seat. Capanke represented the district for 6 years before being recalled over his support for Act 10, the controversial bill that all but eliminated collective bargaining rights for public employees. Capanke lost the 2011 recall election to Schilling.
Some people from the other side, I think I even heard the senator say that, you know, this is a grudge match for me because I was taken out by her in 2011, and that's not the case at all.
But Heim says that's not the only reason Republicans in the state are paying attention to the 32nd district.
If you can knock off the leadership of the opponent party, you know, it's one of the major victories that you can have.
With Wisconsin Democrats looking to pick up seats in the Senate this November, Heim says Republicans could be looking for their own potential wins. There's some doubts as to whether an upset is truly possible. Heim says the most recent redistricting process gave incumbent legislators across the state sizable advantages against their opposing party.
To be blunt, what that means is most of the Democrats and most of the Republicans are safe in safe districts.
But Heim says Capanke's role in this year's race has made it more competitive than normal, which could be enough to keep Schilling busy and unable to campaign for her fellow Democrats.
She cannot go running around all over the state to give speeches and try to raise money on behalf of other Democratic candidates. So this has an effect on the party overall.
Heim says there's also a possibility that Schilling will run for governor in 2018, another reason Republicans might want to knock her out of office. Asked about that possibility, Schilling says she never looks past the current election. And neither candidate has spent a lot of time talking about their previous race either. Tensions were high in 2011, and the state was as polarized as it had ever been. But Capanke says that hasn't been the case this year.
It's been real civil out here relative to the 5 years ago when the recalls were taking place.
Schilling says she wasn't surprised to see Capanke on the ballot, but she doesn't want to get caught up in the past.
I think the voters have a long memory.
It's hard to tell what's real and what's spin during political campaigns, and whether a district is truly competitive or not. But interest groups on both sides of the aisle have bought campaign ads in the district. There's even been a radio ad against Schilling from a national Republican group.
Every vote was just another rung on the political ladder, all to advance Schilling's career at our expense.
These ads and Dan Capanke's candidacy may not make a difference in a district that leans Democratic by the numbers, but they do have people paying attention to a race that might otherwise be an easy one for Democratic Minority Leader Jennifer Schilling. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.